New Hampshire will soon have a new home for celebrating the authors and poets who have most shaped the Granite State's literary legacy. Today, the New Hampshire Writers Project announced the inaugural class of the New Hampshire Literary Hall of Fame, which will be located at Southern New Hampshire University. Joining me with more is Rob Green, board president of the New Hampshire Writers Project, and Catherine Growney, dean of the Shapiro Library at SNHU. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Now, what does a Literary Hall of Fame offer New Hampshire that it hasn't had up to this point?
Well, it's recognition of the 12,000 or so authors, published authors, that New Hampshire has had since it became a state, trying to find the best and the brightest and to start a conversation about literature and all things literary in the state.
And so what will the physical location at SNHU, what will people who visit come find?
My hope is that it's for everyone. It, of course, has a natural, nice tie-in for our students and our mission for promoting literacy and supporting literacy. So I hope people will come in and learn more about these wonderful authors.
The inaugural class consists of four, and these are some pretty weighty figures. You've got the poet Robert Frost, the author of Peyton Place, Grace Metalius, the novelist John Irving, and the poet and author Donald Hall. Not only are these big literary figures, they're also ones who have written plenty about New Hampshire and the Northeast. Was that a deliberate statement that the Writers Project Selection Committee was trying to make about the writers they wanted in that first class?
You'd think it would be, but not really, because the way the process worked is it was a kind of a cattle call, crowdsource of people to nominate. So there were nominations. I think there were people from 15 states nominated a whole passel of writers for this. And then the Writers Project Board of Trustees called it down to 10. And then it went to the Board of Selection, where they went from 10 to the 4. So the cream just rose from the milk, I guess.
It does at least provide another potential avenue of conversation, in that you can start to say, well, if these are some of the most celebrated literary figures in New Hampshire, are we talking about them enough? Are we teaching them enough to students at all levels? Are we having enough of a conversation as a state about our own literary history?
That's one of the wonderful opportunities that I think this provides us, is to educate people about this rich literary heritage and have those conversations, because I can speak at least to our younger students have probably not heard of all of these. I would be surprised if they haven't heard of Robert Frost, but they're not all necessarily from Manchester. And do they know Grace Metalius and Peyton Place? And if not, what a great engaging piece for our students to be in conversation about.
When will people actually be able to start visiting the Hall of Fame on the SNHU campus, and what will they be able to see?
We will unveil it on March 28th during our induction ceremony, and we will have pieces of the author's works. We have a pretty robust collection already in the library that people can come and check out, and we're also in the process of gathering some memorabilia, photos, artifacts from the authors, and so it should be a pretty good collection.
And after that, the focus may turn to who's in the next class, which will be unveiled in 2 years?
2 years. Every 2 years, two more authors are being inducted.
And so there'll be plenty more to debate and consider there.
I look at it like fantasy football or fantasy baseball. Who are your draft picks?
Well, thank you both so much for coming in and talking with us about the new Literary Hall of Fame for the state of New Hampshire.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.